You're with Cape Talk.
Well, it's time to finish with some of our own local music. And today featuring an artist who is not quite brand new because he's been working on the song we're going to play to you for quite some time. But he's really new to the airwaves because his first single has just gone up to radio stations a couple of weeks ago. And we all know that the path to that moment is a long one. I'm looking forward to hearing more of the story of walking that path. The artist in question is called Lonefield. He describes his music as alternative 80s-inspired electric electro synth pop, and as a child of the 80s, that makes all kinds of things go buzz in my brain. Lonefield on the line to us from the West Rand, I believe. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. It's great to chat.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself and your musical journey.
Oh, well, for myself, my musical journey started a very long time ago. I used to front a rock band called Our Silence, and we did pretty well. But then things got really, really busy on the other side of my business, which is the film industry. So I work a lot with different films and so on. And then, you know what, I've always been dreaming about making an 80s-inspired solo project, and that's where that got born. That was about 8 years ago. And then I released my first album at the beginning of 2020, probably the worst time ever to release an album.
Shame. I mean, nobody could have predicted what was coming, Lonefield, but that had to be really tough to get all the new music out there, and then bam, you can't take it anywhere, you can't play it in any live venue, and there it sits. As a matter of interest, why an 80s-inspired album? Are you somebody who grew up in the 80s and that's the music that speaks to your soul, or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, that was what I grew up with. My mom was obsessed with 80s music as I was growing up, so that was my first introduction. Mm-hmm. And then as I grew up, electronic music and then folk music as well was my big inspirations. And then I had to find like a middle ground for them, and that is pretty much what my album sounds like. My album is called Feel Good. That was released in 2020. But then... yeah, when COVID hit, I had a lot of time in studio by myself, not being able to go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I had to devise plans to keep myself moving forward. So I reached out to a few artists in America, and with this single, We Go Blind at Night, that's out now, I actually had an amazing opportunity to work with Dave Rowe, which was the ex-bass player for Johnny Cash.
Wow.
He worked with Johnny Cash up until his death, and he was touring with him all the time. And I really loved this guy's sound, the essence that he brought to the music. So I reached out to him, and after a long chat and to and fro, we got to work together, and he recorded bass on my song. And then I also worked on my album. I worked with John Greenham, which is a Grammy Award-winning mastering engineer that works with Billie Eilish and Sam Smith and lots of big guys. So he's won 4 Grammys, and that was fantastic to work with these guys because it's always been a lifelong dream of mine to be in the industry in the US where a lot happened, and via the internet that became possible for me.
Amazing. I mean, well done to you for taking the bull by the horns and reaching out and asking. It just goes to show sometimes the reason things don't happen is that you never found the courage to help make them happen. You clearly did, and the result is the album Feel Good. We're going to play the new single We Go Blind at Night to close the show today. If our listeners like what they hear, where do we send them to find more of your music?
Well, you can find me on Instagram and on Facebook, where there are links to everything, and you can just look for Lonefield Music.
Lonefield is his name, and this is the track called We Go Blind at Night.
Let's take a minute.
The artist is called Lonefield. That's a track called We Go Blind at Night, and it's off an album called Feel Good. If you like what you heard, just look for Lonefield on social media platforms, and you'll find your way to the rest of his album.